it's important for us to remember that the author of the fourth gospel was originally a disciple of John the Baptist. And we in the West are very linear in our thinking. We're very linear in the way we treat history, the way we narrate history. The ancients in the Mideast were not so much like that. And I mention this because in John 1, the author takes up the subject of John the Baptist and then he leaves him. Then he circles back to him again. Well, lo and behold, in John 3, where we've already come past the great verse in John 3:16, John the Apostle returns to the subject of John the Baptist. So you see, it's more circular the way he looks at history, or more cyclical. He'll leave a subject and then he'll come back to it. Well, of course, this is one of the last times we're going to see anything about John the Baptist in this gospel. But what John calls our attention to is the understandable human disappointment that the celebrity, the accolades, the attention which the disciples of John had basked in for so many years has now been shifted to John's younger cousin, Jesus of Nazareth, which prompts this great observation, this great truth in John 3:27, when John the Baptist says, "A man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven." So what a bulwark against envy. What a comfort against coveting if we know this, if we embrace that truth. It's a truth for all time, and it was not the easiest truth for John the Baptist to swallow, but it's been preserved for us as a model. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Join us at rampartpublications.com.